Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today is Robert DeCormier, leader of the fast-rising and well-known Robert DeCormier Singers. For those of you who might perhaps have not heard their music, why don't we play a sample of it right off the bat before we start talking to Mr. DeCormier. Here's a selection that's now on their 45 record and the first song on their album, Dance, Boatman, Dance.
Hey-ho, boatman, roll, rolling down the river on the Ohio. Hey-ho, boatman, roll, rolling down the river on the Ohio.
Boatman, dance, boatman, sing, boatman, do no steady old thing. Dance, boatman, dance, dance, boatman, dance. Dance all night till the broad daylight. Come home with the girls in the morning. Hey-ho, boatman, row, rolling down the river on the Ohio. Hey-ho, boatman, row, rolling down the river on the Ohio.
When the boatman blows his horn, look out, old man.
Vacation to grab your gal and swing her around. Time enough later to settle on down.
Hey-ho, boatman, row, rolling down the river on the Ohio. Hey-ho, boatman, row, rolling down the river on the Ohio. Mary's gonna kiss you on Saturday night. Sue's gonna kiss you on Sunday.
Give any old gal a sailor man.
He'll be back on Monday.
Hey-ho, boatman, row.
Dance, Boatman, Dance, done by the Robert DeCormier Singers. Mr. DeCormier, can you tell us something about that group? How many men are there in it?
Well, there are 25 in the group on the recording. When we tour, we have to use less than that even, about 15 people or 20 people including the instrumentalists.
Well, this is an extraordinarily large group for the folk music business. Don't you run into all sorts of problems with that many people?
Well, only in relation to really keeping them together and providing work for them. It's even at not too much pay per individual, it becomes a pretty high budget to...
Well, are these generally always the same men, or do you...
No, because of the fact that it's hard to keep work or to have work constantly, the group varies. You'll get a group together and rehearse and perform for a tour or for... a concert tour or for some other engagements, and when that's over, if there's no work, of course, these singers go and find work elsewhere, and when you want to work again, you have to get a new group together.
Well, now, how long have you been leading groups of this size?
Well, actually, it started when I was working as a conductor and arranger for Harry Belafonte, and we had organized a group called the Belafonte Folk Singers with him, and did two tours, and then he decided to drop the thing, and... it was after that that organized my own group, which is just about a year.
I see. Now, that song, Dance, Boatman, Dance, can you tell us something about where that came from?
Well, it has it's an American song. It was originally written by a man named Dan Emmett for the old-time minstrel shows, and then was taken over by the folk and became a folk song. And this is a version which was actually put together by Leon Bibb and Lee Hayes to... current folk singers.
I see. Now, where did the rest of your music come from? Is a lot of your music this kind, or?
Well, it varies. It's all kinds. One song is actually written by a contemporary folk singer, Pete Seeger, who wrote "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" But it's a song which I feel certainly has all the best elements of folk music in it.
Well, listeners to our show will be familiar with that song from old Peter, Paul, and Mary, and several others who've done it. But let's hear how the Robert DeCormier singers do "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?"
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have been
Flowers Gone, as done by the Robert DeCormier Singers. Mr. DeCormier, I see here on your record that I see a Eastern European song, although these two songs have been Americans. Igra Kolo, where is that from?
From Serbia, Croatia. It's a dance. Kolo is a Croatian Serbo Croatian dance, and so it's a dance song. We we do some of the foreign songs too, partly because there are so many wonderful choral songs in the folk music of Eastern European countries.
Well, why don't we play Igra Kolo, as done by the Robert de Cormier Singers.
Mary gaily sings and dances, free from care and unaware of lovers' longing glances. She'd only glance my way, how happy she would make me. Haunt me, take no other one, for you can have me if you want me.
Igra Kolo, as done by the Robert de Cormier Singers. We'll be talking to Robert de Cormier again in just a moment and hearing some more of their music, but first, this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide with Robert de Cormier. As I usually do lately, let me take a moment out here to ask again that those of you who are listening to the show would please send in letters. Let us know you've heard it. You'll get a QSL card, of course. If you have any suggestions, requests, comments, we'd love to hear them. Even if you don't, just let us know that you heard this show. If you have any tapes of folk music in your own area, single-track tapes, preferably, why don't you send them in? We're going to put together a show of the music of our listeners' areas, music that we couldn't possibly get if we relied entirely on old commercial LP albums in the New York area. So if we'll get those tapes in, and even if you don't have tapes, just let us know you heard the show. Well, back to Robert de Cormier. Mr. de Cormier, I hear from the record that these are not all men, as I'd thought.
No.
How many women are there in the group?
Well, as I said before, on the record, altogether are 25. Let's see, we used 12 women and 13 men. On tour, we used, oh goodness, I have to remember now, 9 men and 6 women.
Well, are these people generally just singers, or are they folk singers, basically, or?
Some of them do folk singing, but they are also legitimate singers. I mean, they have to be able to read, and they have to have legitimate voices in order to sing choral music.
Well, speaking of the women in your group, it occurs to me that there's a very appropriate song on your album here, Kissin's No Sin.
A marvelous little Scottish song, which has a good philosophy to it.
All right, let's hear Kissin's No Sin, as done by the Robert De Cormier Singers.
Say that kissin's a sin. Kissing has won in this world since ever there was love. If it was not lawful,
lawyers would not allow it.
If it was not holy,
ministers would not do it.
If it was not honest, maidens would not tack it.
If it was not plenty, poor folks would not.
Kissin's No Sin. Robert De Cormier, we've now heard a Scottish song, an Eastern European song, two reasonably modern type American songs. What other kinds of music does your group do?
Well, we do a good bit of Negro music, American Negro music. It's one of the kinds of American folk music, which is, a lot of it at least, is very choral in nature. Spirituals, work songs, that kind of thing.
Which of these kinds do you find your audience like best?
Well, a song like Amen, which is a sermon with a kind of repetitive chorus, is, and one which they can also join in on quite easily, is always a kind of favorite.
Where did you get this song?
Actually, it was taught to me by one of the members of the group, Joseph Crawford, who sings the lead in it. Joe is a singer, a Negro singer, who's been around for quite some time and sung with Hall Johnson and Leonard DePore and sung with me for many years and different things, and a person who knows a good deal about the old Negro music.
I presume that, as with most Negro spirituals, the origins of Amen are lost in antiquity.
Yes.
Nobody has any idea where it came from.
No, it's a kind of thing which they would sing in church whenever, just a response to a sermon, when the preacher would sort of sing a sermon.
This has always struck me as such a shame that the authors of so much good music,
yes,
like this are completely lost, that no one has any idea who...
Well, I guess you have to credit the whole people.
Well, all right. As a credit to the whole Negro people, then, the Robert De Cormier Singers doing Amen.
Singing Amen. Amen.
Singing Amen, 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 Amen. Join me, sisters, Amen. Amen. On the mountain.
preaching to the people.
Amen.
And saving all sinners.
Amen. Amen.
See him healing.
Amen.
The sick and disabled.
Amen.
Yes, he's my Savior. Marching through Jerusalem. Crucified him, but he rose on Easter.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died to save us.
Amen.
And he'll live forever. Amen.
Amen.
Robert DeCormier, what's ahead for your group?
Well, we are going on another tour across the United States starting in February. I think our first concert is February 21st, and we end up May 17th, going all the way out to California and up into northwestern Canada and back across the country.
This is your first LP record now?
Yes, it is. I am very happy with it. I think Command Records, who recorded it, did a marvelous job with it.
For any of our listeners who may want to pick it up, the title is?
The Robert DeCormier Folk Singers.
That's not too hard to remember. Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much for coming in, Robert DeCormier.
Thank you, Alan.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.